Jim Taylor back on WRMJ, WRMJ.com. Busy week for Mercer County High School athletics. I know spring sports are taking place with baseball and softball and track. But the Mercer County School Board this week making some hires as athletic programs are involved. We heard from the new head football coach, Tanner Matlick. A new AD has been hired in Dustin Murray. Let's get the volleyball coach on, Lexi Strange. We have her on the airwave. So congratulations. First up, Lexi, just tell us a little bit about, you know, taking on this job and leading the Golden Eagle volleyball program.
Yes. Hello. Thanks, Jim. I just wanted to say that I'm super excited to kind of get in here and build the program. And I'm excited for everybody and all the new changes to come. I did help the volleyball season last year. I kind of was an assistant volunteer. And that was great being a part of the program. And I knew, you know, kind of once I was a part of it that I didn't want to leave. And this opportunity came. And here we are, and I'm super excited, and I'm ready to work with the girls and get started.
So it was interesting. I've heard, you know, small town, right? Word travels fast. I heard a little bit about kind of your volleyball pedigree, and I know, you know, I've covered high school sports for over 30 years in Illinois, and somebody said, well, that kid I think they're hiring as volleyball coach, she went to a good, she played at a very good program in the central part of the state, and they're trying to think what the name of the school was, and then they said Hartsburg Emden, which is off Interstate 155, kind of like a little bit south of Peoria, I think. So volleyball was a big deal, or is a big deal, in that school. Tell us a little bit about kind of your volleyball heritage.
Yeah, absolutely. So I did graduate from Hartsburg Emden, the Stags. I was coached by Jennifer Hayes, who most people know. So we won state my seventh and eighth grade year, and then we got second in state my junior high year or junior high school. So I've played under coach for a long time. I've had the same coach throughout the entire process. It's a great program. Coach Hayes has really got something special over there, and she's continuing to keep that throughout. And I can just say I've had the same coach through the years, and that's really helped, and that's been a process, and I'm super blessed to be able to have had her experience and been able to play under her.
So why do you think, so you look at a school like that, I forget what is the enrollment of Hartsburg Emden High School, maybe 150 some odd kids. I know it's a pretty tiny school, right?
Yes, absolutely it is.
So what, well, you know, so you played in that program. And I know that was a program that is consistently winning. What do you think? You mentioned your coach. Do you see the ingredients? What were the ingredients, or are the ingredients with that program? Why they are successful year in and year out? And the best question then to Lexi Strange, new volleyball coach at Mercer County High School, how is that replicated in Golden Eagle Land?
Yeah, absolutely. So learning under her, being coached by her, all of those skills, credentials that are needed to build a program, bringing those to what I would like to build and see Mercer County Volleyball turn into, being a unit, being a team, being one, hopefully going to be able to bring that winning culture and just stay on top of it. The thing is, you know, we're known because of the winning, the small school, not very big, but being very mighty in volleyball. And that's one of the things that, you know, Mercer County, that I would love to build the program up like she has. I've learned from someone great, and I would love to be able to do that here at Mercer County. And my plan is to, you know, use those tools that I've learned along the way and use them with Mercer County Volleyball.
All right. That's great to hear. So the other, you know, it's interesting. I was talking to Tanner Matlick today. We're recording this interview on Thursday, so the board took the official action on Wednesday night. And, you know, Tanner, not a teacher, works outside of the building. And kind of a similar situation for you. You're a probation officer here within Mercer County. So how do you balance, I mean, is that a challenge for you, or what do you think of just balancing work life with coaching life? And you kind of did that as, I guess, kind of a volunteer assistant here this past season.
Yeah, I think, you know, working those hours and then coming, setting practice after work hours to be able to balance that, you know, it can be difficult. But I did do that last year and I got a little taste of it then. So I think that it, you know, things are tough, but I think that we'll be able to battle through and be able to work the practices after my work and kind of just balance it that way. Just from doing it last year, I don't see it being any issues.
So tell us about just program in general. So I know coach at the varsity high school level, but it's all about program. You know, that involves youngsters that play youth volleyball, junior high kids, the high school program. Tell us just a little bit about kind of putting, I guess, kind of your footprint on the program in general. What do you really want to see with this thing?
Yeah, that's a good question. What I would like to see is, you know, everyone wanting to build a program, getting people, girls interested to come out, play volleyball, learn the skill sets that are needed, and then build off of something. I would love to be able to do some stuff with, you know, the youth in camps and get people more involved and, you know, come out to our games and support us and see what we're all about. And we're going to be working on building and getting better. And I'm really excited to what the future holds.
So, you know, I know I'm by far from an expert in volleyball. You're basically that you're this segment would be volleyball for dummies. I'm the dummy part of the conversation. So I know a lot when we talk coaches, whatever the sport is, when they talk about fundamentals, you know, I know, you know, basketball, they're talking about, you know, ball handling, things of that nature. Mm-hmm. So fundamentally, when you talk about volleyball, you know, what are the core fundamentals where you say, man, we really have to be good at this if we're serious about a program? And I'm talking about from the youth onto the high school level.
Yeah, I would say communication is going to be a key component most of the times. Being versatile, being able to play other positions and be able to be an all-around player as well. But also, I think that, you know, running our offense, being able to hit, putting up the blocks for defense, you know, those kinds of things to, you know, stop other teams from scoring. I think that those carry throughout. Same thing, offense, defense, being able to kind of run the set plays that we want to run and be able to be a, you know, a cohesive unit to bring that up to something, to be able to run those special plays that we'd be able to do. But communication, teamwork is going to be vital.
Yeah. So I don't know, you know, just you've been involved in the sport as a player and now a coach. I mean, is there like anything that drives you bananas when you watch? And I'm talking about volleyball in general, not any specific program, any specific team. But if you watch a match and you see something and you say, man, that drives me bananas, that's not going to happen with my program. You understand that question? Anything like that really stands out?
Yeah.
Where you say that's not going to be Lexi Strange volleyball?
I wouldn't say there'd be anything necessarily that would stand out because anything's possible and it's a learning experience. And I don't want to never say never. So I wouldn't be able to say too much on that, but, just kind of being able to certain things to be able to lean a certain way, I guess, to be able to, just play smoothly, let the game go. I wouldn't say there's anything particular that I'd be able to speak on about that.
Yeah. All right. So kind of know the kids, helped out last year. So now officially taking over, the program, I guess, what's the checklist right now for you, as you move forward and look ahead to the fall of 2023, which we say will be here probably before you know it.
Yeah, I would really like to, we're going to set up a time for me to introduce myself to the girls. The returning ones will know who I am, some new faces with some new people coming in, be able to talk to them and introduce myself, kind of go over a few things, and then work on that kind of summer schedule and what's to come for the preseason and get us ready and just meet everybody and welcome them into the program and get started right away.
All right. Well, that's who the new volleyball coach is, everyone, at Mercer County High School. I love the name, Lexi Strange. That's such a cool name for Mercer County High School. Nice visiting with you, Lexi Strange. Good luck here in the off season, and we're looking forward to seeing the Eagles in the fall.
Thanks, Jim. I appreciate it.
Again, Lexi Strange, new volleyball coach at Mercer County High School. You're listening to WMJ, WMJ.com.